that composition Silvic and I collaborated on over the course of 3 years. It took that long to bring it to that tempo and to that arrangement, something that evolved from our collaboration, which started 4 years ago.
Well, your collaboration
is not 6 years ago now.
Well, your collaboration is not just the one tune. You play together in bands. You play together on festivals. So
that's right. Well, actually, the composition, funny thing, this composition and some of the other compositions we've had the pleasure of working on is that the creative process actually occurs during the collaborative efforts. The seemingly ordinary and mundane activities that involve logistics and rehearsals and everything is actually serves as our platform. And out of those moments came the compositions that we are trying to present to music lovers. And No You Know Me, that title.
Exactly, that title. I think it's even more important nowadays in those crazy times.
Yeah, Magdalena, you know, it's difficult to put it into perspective because, you know, we've never dealt with anything like this before in the history. We thought it was something that would speak for us and our solidarity, if you will, with our music lovers out there. No, you know me. So it just sort of says it, you know, says it all. We're in this together. We'll get through this together. That's why the tempo, we try to make the tempo as close to the human heart, you know.
That's interesting.
Musicologists say that the tempo of the human heart is roughly around 100 beats a minute. So we try to come up with a tempo as close to the human heart as we could.
Maybe this is why I find it so soothing.
Yeah. You know, we managed to get some of the greatest musicians in the world, Silvic, with this tone of his, you know, it's a tone that has been associated with jazz for a long time. You know, the lower full body sound of the saxophone, like a human voice. We really went for that sort of quality. And just a great bunch of guys that helped us out. And Anthony Wanzi on piano, Essie de Kuhn, Essie on bass, Silvic Ostrowski, and Freddie Hendricks on trumpet. It's a wonderful gathering. Great opportunity to share our love for music at this time with other music lovers.
I promised that we will get back to your memories. So let's start with the Szczecin Jazz, first of all. So this is where you played together with Wallace Roney?
Yes. Somewhere in the mid-90s, Wallace Roney had put together a quintet, great talented kids, and he was touring on the Warner Brothers label. We were playing a concert up in, I think it was in Malmo, and Sweden, and he got a call from New York that our schedule was to include a new concert date. And since we were just across the Baltic Sea there, it was...
Yeah, that's nothing.
It worked out. We jumped on a ferry and came across, went straight from the ferry to the bandstand, which turned out to be the castle in Szczecin. And we played a concert there, and I think that was the first time I met Silvic Ostrowski and Piotr Wojtaszek, another great musician.
And that time you would never even imagine you'd end up in Poland. Well, not end up, but at least stay in Poland for longer.
Exactly. Had I known, someone had stopped me on 125th Street back in those days and said, "Eric, you're gonna be living in Poland." You know, I wouldn't have believed it, but it worked out to be a beautiful experience. And these compositions, in some way, are connected because they probably wouldn't have happened if I hadn't had the opportunity to come to Poland. And in April of 2014, we arrived in Poland. My wife and I, who's also a pianist. She's a wonderful pianist, Alexandra Monko Allen. And when we made the move to Poland, Silvic was one of the first cats I called, and he says, "Give me a couple of days and we'll make something happen." And it's been...
That sounds so much like him. He's not probably likely to say, "No, it's not going to happen."
Absolutely. Absolutely. I often tell him he has a spirit quite like New Yorkers who have, it's a kind of thumbs up. Can-do spirit. I always tell him that. He has this can-do spirit. Yes, we can do it.
That's a very good attitude, even, well, especially nowadays. But coming back to Wallace Roney Quintet.
Just what a great musician. The total command of three fundamentals of music, harmony, melody, and rhythm. It's so important when you hear someone improvising that the rhythmic phrasing is on the beat, you know, and he had perfect sense of timing, which probably why he was quite often associated with some of the great jazz musicians of our times.
Indeed.
Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and Tony Williams, these Ron Carter, these musicians have a great sense of time, and Wallace's excellent sense of time, wonderful musician.
Just by chance, I took an album recorded by them all together, a tribute to Miles, amazing album. And we are going to play a tune from that album, definitely. Tell me what kind of boss he was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say he was beyond his years in the sense that he was comfortable as the leader, and this comfort manifested itself in Wallace's willingness to step out of the limelight and allow his band members to express themselves, whether you were ready or not. Quite often, you were given a chance to express yourself in an improvisational situation, and he was willing to share this moment with his band members. Quite often, the audience never heard of us. And I, for one, am grateful to Wallace because I had a chance to play on some of the legendary stages and venues around the world that might not have happened otherwise. So for me, it was a catalyst for me to meet great people, such as my dear friend Sylvie. I would have never met Sylvie if it weren't for Wallace or Piotr, or my wife, for that matter, who I met here in Poland.
It's really amazing how things, you know, happen like dominoes, and then you look back and think, if that hadn't have happened, I wouldn't be here. Just
right. The interconnectedness,
which
plays out in so many ways in our lives, but in the music world, it happens in tempo. And that's how these compositions, and this composition in particular, Know You, Know Me, the title is a twist on a phrase that I heard Papa Joe Jones, and other jazz lovers may know Papa Joe Jones, or Jonathan Jones, was the drummer in Count Basie's band in the 1930s, the early 40s. I had the honor and pleasure of meeting him when I lived in New York. And whenever he ended his telephone conversations, he would always say, "You and me," or "Me and you," sort of a twist on that. We thought it was appropriate at this time to send this message out our music lovers here too during these times.
How did you call it? Because I love the word.
Yeah, the interconnectedness.
Yes, perfect.
That is the word.
I think it's perfect to describe it.
Mm-hmm. And it happens in such ways that if our political leaders could only remember the ways in which musicians have found a way to bridge our differences, come together. Perhaps there's something, a lesson there for of our leaders to remember how interconnected we all are. Regardless of the flag we march under, we're all interconnected.